Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. Again, I'm so grateful that you're here with me today, and mostly that you're taking the time to study the Word of the living God. The Bible is His instruction manual to us. It's His way of communicating with us in this world, and as we study His Word, He gave us the Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth, and then He gave us the Holy Spirit to empower us to live according to that truth, and that's why we want God to be involved in our study of the Scriptures, and it's the reason that I start these studies in these Bible podcasts in prayer. We go to the Lord and just ask Him to be with us. So if He will, pray with me today. Heavenly Father, we come again, humbled in heart, knowing that we're before the Almighty God of the universe's words. So we don't take them lightly, Lord, and we know that they are important to our living, our life. Lord, we know that You want us to know them, and so I pray today that You will guide us, like I said in the beginning, by Your Holy Spirit. Lead us to the truth, Lord. And Lord, then give us the power to live according to that truth by Your Spirit as well. We want our lives to be pleasing to You. We want to be blessed by You, and so we yield ourselves to You today, and we do so in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is A Life Everlasting Commandment. It's taken from the book of John, chapter 12, and verse 50. The Apostle John wrote how Jesus said, "He that rejects me and receives not my words has one that judges him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. For I have not spoken of myself, but the Father which sent me. He gave me a commandment, what I should say and what I should speak." And in chapter 12 and verse 50 of his book, John shared how Jesus said, "I know that his commandment is life everlasting." Where we read, "And I know that his commandment is life everlasting. Whatsoever I speak, therefore, even as the Father said unto me, so I speak." The verse reads, "And I know that his commandment is life everlasting." John began with Jesus' words, "And I know," which means an I, Jesus, perceive, notice, discern, and discover that his commandment, or that his, God the Father's, precept, charge, injunction, and command is life everlasting, which means life which is real and genuine, active and vigorous, devoted to God, blessed in the portion even in this world of those who put their trust in Christ, but after the resurrection to be consummated by new accessions, among them a more perfect body, and to last forever. John shared how Jesus declared God the Father's order and injunction is one that exists as eternal and remains forever. The verse goes on to say, "Whatsoever I speak, therefore, even as the Father said unto me, so I speak." John continued with Jesus' words, "Whatsoever I speak, therefore," which means anything that which I utter, declare, and proclaim, then, wherefore, and on this account, even as the Father, or according, just as, and in the degree that Heavenly Father God said unto me, which means uttered, declared, and proclaimed to me, Jesus, so I speak, or in this manner, and thus I, Jesus, utter and articulate. John shared how Jesus said, because God's words are eternal, whatever he said was from his Father God. When we meditate upon John's words in this verse, we learn not only that God's words are eternal in nature, but also that Jesus spoke the same things when he shared. God loves people, and his desire is to be with them for all eternity. However, sin separates people from God, and without their sin being removed, they will exist eternally without him. He sent his Son Jesus into the world to die for the sins of every person, and when they submit themselves to him as their personal Savior and Lord, they will be forgiven of their sins and inherit everlasting life with God. Let all who read and hear Jesus' words understand they come from God and his desire to provide everyone with everlasting life. Next time we begin a new chapter and see John share how Jesus loved his own unto the end. So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name,